This is a dictation for Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, DeLong, D-E-L-O-N-G, Dr. Fuente dictating. Date of birth is January the 2nd, 1961. Mr. DeLong is a new dialysis patient at our ALMA, A-L-M-A facility, was admitted to hospital July 30th with what sounds like cellulitis of the scrotal area, sepsis, concerns about secondary heart attack. He's extremely poor historian. I used to see him way back in 2018. At that time, he was a patient of Dr. Stack, S-T-A-C-K. Presently, he was seeing Sacred Heart Group, apparently the last visit in June or July. We are going to get those records. He is presently at Nursing Home Schnepps, S-C-H-N-E-P-P. He says to be able to eat, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, says to be making urine. There is a smell of urine, so he's incontinent. He has severe lower extremity edema, diffuse. He's morbidly obese. We are trying to remove fluid on dialysis. He's not requiring any oxygen. Supposed to use a CPAP machine at home. At the nursing home, he has not brought it. Denies pruritus, denies chest pain palpitation, denies purulent material hemoptysis or upper respiratory symptoms. He denies smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, the past medical history, information obtained from him and reviewing records from obesity, hyperlipidemia, long-term diabetes, at least 25 years or longer. He is not aware of diabetic retinopathy or neuropathy. He has severe edema that causes the skin to be very thickened and swollen. He has hypertension. There has been atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation. I'm not sure exactly when that developed. Diastolic congestive heart failure that he was not aware. He denies coronary artery disease or procedures. He denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, but record says that, he denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, but record says that there was prior episode, left lower extremity 2012, and another one on the right, deep veins 2017, for what he was supposed to be on Coumadin. No reported pulmonary emboli or the placement of inferior vena cava filter. There has been anemia, but he denies external bleeding. He denies stomach ulcer or colitis, denies chronic liver disease, no kidney stones. Denies thyroid abnormalities. Record says prior pancreatitis, gallbladder stones. Has chronic kidney disease that has progressed. Next paragraph, there is a no reported allergies. Pressing medications include allopurinol, Norvasc, Lipitor, Bumex, Eliquis, Mircera, M-I-R-C-E-R-A, Trulicity, potassium, in the dialysis, Venofer intravenous, Zoloft. Next paragraph, surgeries include tonsils, vasectomy, a right-sided ganglion cyst. Next paragraph on physical exam, very slow to answer, morbidly obese, some degree of exophthalmos bilateral, normal pupils, normal speech, no respiratory distress. He's able to tell that today is Wednesday. September 13, 2023. There is distant but clear lungs, no consolidation, pleural effusion. Pre sounds decrease, however, on the basis. Rate is in the upper 70s. No significant RAP memorial gallops. There is morbid obesity but no tenderness. There is edema of lower extremities all the way to the hips with the skin varicose abnormalities. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, pore clearance at 0.96, time increase from 3 to 3.5 hours. He has a dialysis catheter.
What kidney size are you using?
180.
We are using a 180 kidney. Hemoglobin of 7.8 with a ferritin 177, saturation 5%. He's going to need intravenous iron, Venofer 100 times 10, an increase of Mircera. Nutrition, albumin is down to 3.5, normal potassium at 4.5, phosphorus at 5.5, normal calcium, PTH at 227. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute versus progressive renal, acute and chronic versus progressive renal failure, underlying diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, morbid obesity, recent sepsis, apparently cellulitis, scrotal area, apparently gram-negative bacteria, presently completed antibiotics. I will look if there is any imaging for CT scan or ultrasound to assess kidney size obstruction or urinary retention. We will obtain records from Sacred Heart to see what is baseline creatinine a few months before the events. I will review that question, heart attack, if there has been an echocardiogram, or what is the plan in the future. I discussed with him that improvement of acute changes happening on the first 90 days. If not, he might be depending on dialysis. Creatinine right now running in the upper fours, representing GFR less than 15. The importance of diet. I'm requesting nursing home to restart the use of CPAP machine. We'll reassess mental status once we have a good clearance, as he still might be uremic. I'm concerned that he might not be able to handle by himself and supposed to be released from nursing home on September 30. He mentioned that he was planning to drive himself back and forth to dialysis. I don't believe it's safe for him to do that. He was living alone, but there is family members close by. We will get our social worker involved, as well as dietitian. End of dictation.